I serve the Most High God. As you take your seats, I want you to declare that out loud. I serve the Most High God. You're driving in your car listening via Link FM right now. I want you to shout it out. Let everybody hear you. Maybe you're parked at a mall, parked in a shopping center, wherever you are. You declare it right now that you serve the Most High God. See, God's not dead. He's alive and well. Over 2,000 years ago when Jesus paid the ultimate price, He didn't just remain dead. On the third day, He rose from the dead. And He's seated in heaven, in all power, in all authority. And today, we are enforcing the kingdom of God. It's not by coincidence that you're here today. You see, you could have been anywhere else. You could have been watching something else. You could have been Netflix and chill, doing anything else. You're on Facebook right now. You could have been anywhere else, but you chose to be in the house of the Lord. You chose to participate tonight. You chose to be a part of the next generation that says, Lord, in this hour, if there's anybody that's available, I am available to be used by You. Declare that out loud right now. I am available to be used by You, Lord. You see, 1 Peter, I want to speak to you today about something that's very close to my heart. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. You can turn there in your Bibles, in your homes right now. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. And as you turn there, I want you to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you as we prepare our hearts, not only to give, but to get into the Word of God. I want you to prepare your best seed, because in this hour, the Lord is distinguishing those who will say, you know, God, I take You at Your word. I choose to believe Your word above the reports of what's happening in this world. I choose to take You at Your word in spite of what I feel, in spite of what I see, in spite of what media is saying to me, in spite of what the government is trying to impose on me. The government can say what they want. The government can put any law against the church. But I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ says that He is building His church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. If you believe that, I want you to give one more shout of amen and praise to Jesus Christ. Nothing can stop us. You need to finish the sentence. Nothing can stop us. We're all the way up. Nothing can stop the body of Christ. Jesus Christ is still building His church. And as you get ready with that seed, I want you to, in this house, there's going to be offering envelopes given out. But those of you at home, the details will be coming on the screen a little bit later. I want you to prepare your best seed as we read this scripture. Because I want you to know that in this hour, God is distinguishing those who are going to take Him at His word, who are not going to be lukewarm. You see, there's a very clear distinction between those who are cold, those who are lukewarm, and those who are on fire for God. You see, when you're on fire for God, you're not distracted by what the world is doing. In fact, when you walk into a dark room, when you walk into darkness, because you're so fired up about the things of God, you bring light. I've never seen darkness negotiate with light before. And as a carrier of light, you carry solutions to your generation. I've titled this message, Action-Driven Faith. Faith that puts you on the move. We're not called to sit. We're not called to watch things by faith. We're called to walk by faith and not by sight. See, Jesus' last command to us is our first and greatest priority in this hour. To go ye therefore. Jesus would never expect anything of you. Those of you on Facebook right now, Jesus would never expect anything of you, Rosila Governor, Reshma Mudli, Rosanna, David. Jesus would not expect anything of you had He not already empowered you to do what He's called you to do. You see, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13 says this, so then prepare your hearts and minds for action. So then prepare your hearts and minds for action. Stay alert and fix your hope firmly on the marvelous grace that is coming to you. For when Jesus Christ is unveiled, a greater measure of grace will be released to you. So then prepare your hearts and minds for action. I want you to say this today, I am prepared for action. You see, dead faith equals mediocre. You're mediocre when you have dead faith. There's such a thing of us having dead faith. The Bible says, so then faith without works is dead. When you have dead faith, you're mediocre. You're average. You're not called to be average. In fact, I want you to beat your chest right now and say, I'm not average. On Facebook right now, declare it in the comment section. I'm not average. You're not average. Because your faith is alive. Action-driven faith. You see, casual Christians become casualties. Let me say that again. Casual Christians become casualties. They become casualties to the devil, become casualties to the wickedness in this world. But here's the thing. I believe that there's remnant people today that are all around the nations of the world that are in this place that won't be casual about the things of God, that'll have their faith in action mode. People that will do things, people that will run with the fire of God to their generation. It's not strange being a Christian. You see, the devil loves mediocre Christians. He loves lukewarm believers. He loves it because he knows that you're not a threat to him. He loves it when you're average. He loves it when you settle for the status quo. He loves it when you just fit in. When everything is just normal. You weren't called to live a normal life. You weren't called to be normal. You weren't called to be average. Casual Christians become casualties. But today, as you choose to say, Lord, in this hour, I'm not going to be like everybody else. I've been prepared for action. I've got action-driven faith that's not going to look at injustice, that's not going to look at what's happening in this world and say, oh man, these are the signs of the times. There are too many people saying signs of the times. The media is saying it. Christians are saying it. It's time we stop saying signs of the times and saying, Lord, how do you want to use me as a sign and a wonder in this generation? And I want you to raise your hands right now in your homes and in this place and all over Facebook, in your car right now. Stop your car and raise your hands, because I declare to you and I prophetically speak this over your life that you will be a sign and a wonder to your generation. If you believe that, I want you to raise up a shout of praise right now and thank Jesus that you are a sign and a wonder. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You are anointed to harass the devil, not the other way around. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. You see, as a child of God, you have the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. And that same Spirit living on the inside of you moves you to action. You don't just have idle faith, dead faith. Faith of hoping that something will happen. It's, you know, when you live a life of faith, you're sure of the reality of tomorrow. You're sure of the outcome of your life. You're sure of the outcomes around you, because the reality of faith is always victory. You see, there may be the most intense circumstances that you may be facing right now, and nobody knows anything about it. You've been in prayer about it. You've been trusting God to come through for you. And you've not seen the reality of the promise. It's always too soon to quit, child of God. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, Paul writes and he says, let us not grow weary in well-doing. That means there are going to come times when you're going to get weary. You're going to get tired. You're going to feel like, how can I do this, Lord? But it's your faith in God that lifts you up. For the outcome of faith is always victory. The outcome of faith is always victory. Someone put that in the comment section on Facebook. The outcome of faith is always victory. See, when your faith is dead, you're conformed. When your faith is dead, you've conformed. And when you've conformed, you are confined. When you are conformed, you are confined. You see, only transformed people can change a conformed world. We're called not to be conformed to the patterns of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. How then do you renew your mind? By the word of God. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See, if you take God at his word, he watches over his word to confirm it and to perform it. In fact, the Amplified Classic Translation translates it that he's anxious to perform his word. He's watching over his word to conform it in your life. He's watching his word to show himself strong on your behalf. Again, you could choose to be average. You could choose to settle for the status quo. and live a limited life. Because when you're confined, I don't know about you, but when you're in a confined space, it gets quite intense. When you put on some skinny jeans and they didn't fit you anymore and you're like, oh goodness, let me try and get it on. It's confined. You're limited. Your movement is limited. See, the enemy wants you confined because that doesn't make you a threat to the devil. But I'm here to declare to you today that you will be a threat. You are anointed to harass the devil. You're not ordinary. You're not average. I am anointed. Right, say it right now. I am anointed to harass the devil. See, action-driven faith makes you a solution. People of action are people of solutions. People of action are people of solutions. Because you're not relying on yourself. It's not you that's able to do it. It's Christ in you that's the hope of glory that makes things happen. It's Christ in you that makes things happen through your life. That when you walk into a mall, that you go into a business meeting, that you spend time with your friends at varsity, at school, whatever the context may be, you are a person of solutions. Everybody else could be in a crisis, but because your eyes is fixed on Christ, the crisis has nothing on Christ. And you bring change to those situations. See, by the Holy Spirit, that same Spirit that gives wisdom and revelation is what will empower you to be a solution to your generation. More than ever before, this has been the cry of my heart, the conviction of my heart, and I know this is the conviction of NXT and us as the faith family of networks, is to see the next generation rise up and be all that God has created them to be. You were never called to live an average life. You were never called to live an idle life. You were called to live a life that is ready for action, that is ready to take action. See, I want to give you some attributes right now of action-driven faith, and I want you to write these down. Because today you're going to be moved to action as you give. You're going to be moved to action when this broadcast ends. You're going to be moved to action to go into all the world and to make an impact on your generation. See, action-driven faith, write these down, is always ready. It is always ready. It's never idle. It's always ready for action. Anytime is tea time. You wake me up at 2 p.m. in the morning, I'm ready. You wake me up at any time, I'm ready for action. It's always ready because faith always violently confronts the impossible. You see, there could be impossible all around you. Those of you on Facebook right now, you could be faced with the most impossible circumstances. Faith feeds on the impossible. Your faith in God, it feeds on the impossible. It may be impossible with man, but I declare to you today that with God, all things are possible. And you need to appropriate that reality by faith in your life today. You may have been faced with the most dire circumstances. In fact, I see someone in their hospital bed right now. Take up your mat and walk, sir. Your legs are beginning to get power back in your legs. I see restoration coming into your legs right now. By faith, move those legs and get up out of your bed. Stand upon the truth of God's word. You're healed in Jesus' name. The second attribute of action-driven faith, it never ignores need. It never ignores need. In fact, the Bible says that we'll always have the poor among us. But it doesn't mean that when you see the poor, you're like, oh goodness, man, why don't you just get yourself a job? Just find something to do, man. Surely you can get yourself a job. It never ignores need. You know why? Because you're a solution. Action-driven faith makes you a solution. That when you see need, when you see the impossible, you address it because the solution is on the inside of you. Greater is He. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives on the inside of you. And number three, action-driven faith, an attribute of it is this: it never backs down. Declare that in the comment section on Facebook right now. James Broadway, declare it. Every single one of you in this place, I never back down. Say it out loud. I never back down. you never back down. Come on. Hallelujah. You never back down. Action-driven faith never backs down. What does that mean? This is what it means. Simply put, the Bible says that we are not of those who draw back. See, if you're drawing back, you're backsliding. You're moving away from God. You're moving backwards. And I tell you, it's difficult to move backwards when your eyes are fixed forward. By faith, you move forward. We walk by faith and not by sight. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You see, today, I believe that every single one of you are receiving a fresh baptism of the gift of faith. The gift of faith is being stirred on the inside of you to go out, to look upon need and say, Lord, you've anointed me to be a solution, and I'm going to be that solution. Lord, you've anointed me to do exploits, and I will do exploits for your glory. Lord, you've anointed me to never back down.